There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When done correctly, there's nothing quite as impactful, as hard-hitting, as emotional, or as narrative-changing as a good cinematic death. For those involved, death is never really a good thing, of course, but the demise of a beloved or outright despised character can bring so much to a movie. So often, death would obviously be a finite endpoint. But then again, we're in 2020, and that means all bets are off. Death is no longer the career ender that it used to be, and in movies, that rings truer than anywhere else. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 7 dead movie characters returning soon. 7. Vision. For the most part, those characters seen oft in Avengers Infinity War were brought back to existence in Avengers Endgame. Unfortunately for Vision, though, his resurrection was not on the cards. While Endgame brought back those snapped out of existence by Thanos, the film could not do anything for those who were vanquished by other means in its predecessor, with Vision being one of these characters. If you'll remember, Paul Bettany's character had his head caved in as Thanos pulled out the Mind Stone, and that death remained a permanent arrangement as the picture concluded and rolled into Endgame and beyond. Vision will soon be back in action, however, as he'll be on headlining duties alongside Scarlet Witch for Disney Plus's WandaVision miniseries. Consisting of 6 one-hour episodes, the show is due to premiere on the House of Mouse's streaming platform this December, and we'll see Wanda Maximoff and Vision in their own little bubble of bliss. It is yet to be confirmed, but it is believed that the majority of what we'll see in WandaVision mostly stems from the Scarlet Witch's reality-warping abilities, with the show seemingly touching on the mental strains and unhinged powers so often seen as a key part of the comic book Scarlet Witch character. 6. Miles Quaritch. The Pandoran War of James Cameron's Avatar saw plenty of deaths on both sides, and one of these was Colonel Miles Quaritch. The guy was a military jerk who finally got his comeuppance by the time that Cameron's revolutionary 2009 movie came to a close. However, despite his death, it has been announced that Stephen Lang's deceased character of Miles Quaritch will be back for at least the first of the 3 planned Avatar sequels. Granted, the lavish, unrestricted world of the Avatar franchise does mean that all bets are off and nothing is ever off the table when it comes to ideas and plot twists, and let's face it, anytime Stephen Lang gets to devour scenery on the big screen is always a good time. Still, it will be interesting to see how they pull this one off. 5. Grace Augustine. Colonel Miles Quaritch isn't the only Avatar character due for a resurrection, with Sigourney Weaver's Grace Augustine another whose 2000 demise is going to be glossed over as Cameron's franchise continues on. It was actually the aforementioned Quaritch who was responsible for Augustine's death, with Grace's murder just one of the many that Quaritch was responsible for in the movie. Despite Weaver herself teasing that she was returning to the Avatar franchise as a completely different character to Grace, James Cameron has now reiterated that Grace will be back, the same Grace that we all saw die. In fact, she's due to be a part of at least 3 upcoming Avatar films. Yes, there really are that many. The first of those sequels has been pushed to 2022 due to the lay of the land here in 2020 for the film industry, although the good news is that filming on Avatar 2 was finally completed last month. 4. Steve Trevor. By the time 2017's Wonder Woman came to a close, Chris Pine's Steve Trevor was killed off as he helped the titular Amazon save the world as we know it. That movie took place in 1918, against the backdrop of World War I, yet the trailers and promotional art for the incoming Wonder Woman 1984 has shown us all how Steve is to return for the sequel, set 66 years after his death. It's not yet quite known how Steve is coming back, and comic book logic opens up the possibility of so many potential ways to explain it, but what we do know is that Chris Pine's character will be back in this sequel offering. We don't know if it's the real Steve, or a doppelganger, or a brainwashed hired gun for the Soviet Union. We'll have to wait until Wonder Woman 1984 finally hits the silver screen to answer all those questions. Initially pegged for December 2019, Wonder Woman 1984 has now seen its release pushed back 4 times. 3. Obi-Wan Kenobi. In terms of memorable movie deaths, few are as impactful as the first time you see Alec Guinness's Obi-Wan Kenobi die in battle with Darth Vader. Of course, death wasn't enough to stop Obi-Wan, for he'd return as a Force ghost in both The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Even after that, we'd get to see more from Kenobi as George Lucas's prequel trilogy saw the beloved Jedi go from Padawan to Jedi Master across the 3 films. Now, Kenobi will again have the spotlight shone on him in his own Disney Plus miniseries. Made up of 6 one-hour episodes, this currently untitled show will pick things up with Obi-Wan in between the events of Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. This would cover the time where he's apparently just being a hermit on Tatooine, taking the name of Ben Kenobi and largely existing in the shadows, keeping an eye over infant Luke Skywalker. And while we're on Star Wars, apparently Boba Fett is another character returning to our screens, although that will be as a minor player in the 2nd season of The Mandalorian. 2. Electro. The superhero genre is one that obviously lends itself extremely well to characters being brought back from their supposed graves, and one such deceased character who is soon to resurface is Jamie Foxx's Matt Dillon. Dillon, aka Electro, was the main villain of The Amazing Spider-Man 2 back in 2014. That movie was a bit all over the place, trying to set up about 8 films at once, before they were all cancelled in response to its poor reception. Regardless of the lackluster final project, the 2nd outing for Andrew Garfield's Warcrawler did see Jamie Foxx on fine form as Electro. That fine form wouldn't stop him from dying in the film after absorbing too much power courtesy of Spidey and Gwen Stacy. Just last month, though, Fox confirmed that he will be returning as Electro for December 2021's 3rd MCU Spider-Man film. It appears that Doctor Strange and the concept of the multiverse is the reason for the electrically fueled rogue jumping from the realm of Garfield's Spider-Man into the world of Tom Holland's Webhead, although the multiverse idea offers up so many possibilities as to how we'll see Max Dillon once more. 1. Natasha Romanoff. In a movie bringing with emotional gut punches, one of Avengers Endgame's most impactful moments was the very permanent death of Natasha Romanoff. As Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow sacrifices herself to retrieve the Soul Stone, the catch of Widow's sacrifice is that this is one such death that has to remain in place in order for the overarching narrative of Endgame to play out, and for Earth's mightiest heroes to be able to take down Thanos and snap so many millions of people back into existence. That said, the totally dead Natasha is returning to action shortly. In fact, the film she's in would have been out already if it weren't for the ongoing global situation. Finally getting the chance to headline her own movie, Johansson's Black Widow picture was originally scheduled to be this past May. The landscape of 2020 saw the feature become one of the multitude of movies that have been pushed and pushed back, with the release tentatively set for May 2021. At the very least, unlike with Electro and Vision, we do know exactly how Black Widow is returning. This is a prequel set between Captain America Civil War and Avengers Infinity War. Which means, at least for this film, Black Widow is very much alive.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.